This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Oh, the lilacs have budded out, and soon that wonderful fragrance will waft through, I hope, open windows. A long time ago, I lived on a hobby farm where the lilacs were about 12 feet thick, about 12 feet tall, and surrounded the house. Truth is, they can get out of hand, as many of us know how easily they spread. But boy, the joy when those buds open and we finally smell the sweet fragrance of spring. There are many newish cultivars from those common lilacs of old, including a repeat bloomer series called Bloomerang. The newest in the Bloomerang gang is a dwarf version called Dwarf Purple. It grows to just 3 feet tall and wide and blooms in the spring and then again through summer and into fall. I have pictures and more on GardenBite.com. Lilacs are hardy to zone 3 and actually dig our climate better than warm weather. They need the cold period to bloom better. Lilacs are rarely bothered by disease or pests, and even deer aren't that interested in them. While sometimes pruning the runners can be annoying, their bloom is worth it. If you've got yourself a lilac that you think you'd like to prune back, you can, but prune immediately after its spring bloom. This will give it time to come back and be prepared for next year's bloom time. You can cut back lilacs by a third. Plant in full sun. I have a link to the Arnold Arboretum at Harvard for specific care on getting the best bloom and renewing old lilacs. There are more pics on my website. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends. You'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.